G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 20. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the focus swings fully on Melbourne now, specifically Caulfield. It's Caulfield Cup Day. I guess it's Raiders versus locals, isn't it? And despite the fact that the Raiders were so impressive on the first day of the Caulfield Carnival, Raiders and imports, the import I'm speaking of being Yucatan, and everyone's talking Raiders, and yet the first two in the betting are locals, one of them, albeit an import.
Yeah, well, look, I think, as you said, a lot of people are talking about the Raiders, but no one's really come out and given a big push to any particular of the internationals in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. Obviously, you've got a couple of Japanese, a couple of Europeans, but, yeah, no one's sort of... Usually there's a strong tip out for one of them, but they all seem to just be floating along, and, yeah, you never know. Sometimes it is those ones that go under the radar that pop up, so... You know, you wouldn't be shocked if any of them sort of bobbed up. But, well, you spoke about the locals. What, there's only three Australian bred, two New Zealand breds. If Patrick Herron makes the field, would be the second Kiwi bred. But obviously a few of the other internationally breds now considered local. So it's a really interesting race. But, it's been trying to find a tip for these internationals, but can't really find one.
No, well, we've seen the Cliffs of Moher, haven't we? And... certainly nothing wrong with his run, and that is the one that I think a lot of people have focused on. And then there's also a bit of wariness about the Japanese runners, given that when they do turn up, they usually win or run second. Chestnut Coat, obviously the better credentialed of the two of those. But yeah, you're not hearing much about Doretto, you're not hearing much about Red Verdon.
Sound check with the German form.
Yeah. So who knows? And you mentioned there's three Aussie bred horses in the race. And as I've written in Winning Post and Best Best this week, the Aussie breds, amazingly enough, given that we can't breed a stayer to save our lives, are going for four Caulfield Cups in a row.
And they're going to have she was favourite. I think she might have been knocked off favourite now, Young Star, but she's going to be running close to favourite.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, it is an intriguing Caulfield Cup. We will get to that very, very soon, because we're going to take you right through the black type at Caulfield, as is our want and custom. And that starts in race two. It's the Polytrack Gothic Stakes for three-year-old colts and geldings, a listed event over 1,400 metres. There must be some sort of oversight here, Joel. There's a fillies division of this race as race one, and the colts division is the one that's... It's a black type race. Yeah. Normally the fillies race is at least one grade higher than the colts, but they're worth the same amount of money.
Yeah.
So it's a mystery, but tell us about the Gothic Stakes.
Yeah, it is a bit odd. A lot of people are going to be focusing on Rainier, aren't they, after being a moral beaten last time. Sometimes those horses can get rolled their next start, though. Well, I've gone with 6 Ring-a-Ding Ding. He's won 2 races, only had the 2 starts for D Weir, ran on well at the Valley. First run for the stable and then went to Bendigo and was strong late, took most of the straight to get there, hoping he can settle a little bit closer, but I've just lent his way each way from 4 Rainier, 7 Secret Blaze. I thought it was okay first up in Adelaide and has form around Wild Planet and Vacillator going back earlier this year, and 3 Yulong January, yet to be defeated in 3 runs.
Yeah, don't think there's anything wrong with the form of Yulong January. I put him on top. Yeah, Rainier, Carl Diorio, in fact, has a story on page 4 of this week's Winning Post about how often these certainties beat and get rolled, particularly in the three-year-old features at this time of year, because often they're peaking for a race, or all the different three-year-olds are peaking at different times, and sometimes when they're a certainty beaten, well, that was their chance to win. However, obviously, you've got to include Rainier, which I've got in for second. For third, I've got number 10, Zutori, impressive winner first up. And for fourth, I have Signore Fox, number 5. So I've got 3, 4, 10, and 5. Race 3, McCafe Caulfield Sprint, group 2, over 1,000 metres. It is a handicap.
Without having brushed up on the recent history of this race, I would have thought this was probably one of the weaker renewals of it. I've gone for number 8, Miss Leonidas, who only has a rating of 76, yet she's just a touching single figures. Liked her return run at Caulfield. She was on speed, running along at a pretty good tempo, and I thought she showed good fight to kick on. She's up in class, but it might not be too big a leap. She's on top for me from 3 bonds away. Just needs another win. It's been a while now, but both runs back have been good. 2 Quilista, you would think should just about be ready. 2 of her 3 runs this prep have been good. The only flop was with Excuses. And 6 Eduardo, who is lightly raced, but has measured up to date.
Yeah, I'm with Miss Leonidas too. Our Bendigo Goldfields correspondent, Ben Spoil, been raving about Miss Leonidas from day dot. There's certainly nothing wrong with the first up run, going with her to beat 4 spending to win 6 Eduardo, and for fourth I've got number 3 Bonds Away, 8463, race 4. Carlton Draft Alinghi Stakes for fillies and mares, a listed event over 1100.
I found this a very tough race. We've got some differing form lines all blending in here. Nieta, a lot of people are probably saying she might be over the hill, but I just want to see her get her chance in this race and then decide. She took on a tough task first up in the Moya from a wide gate. She was a beaten favourite in this race last year, where she looked to have just outstanding form lines and was just the one to beat. She'd been placed twice behind Red Zell. She came down here, she got rolled, she ran third. She hasn't won for a while, but she's been competitive. She wasn't far off Sprite back in March. And as mentioned, she'd taken on Red Zell a couple of times and might have just hit this race a tired horse last year. She hits it second up this time in, so I'm giving her a chance. From 4 Grey Shadow, who just continues to improve, 10 Acume. Toby Edmonds has 2 runners. Acume is the longer price, but she brings some good form lines through. I am excited for this. And at number 5, in for 4th, Soothing, might be better for having had that run at Caulfield last time out.
Yeah, Toby Edmonds on fire. I've gone for the Quinella 8 from within to beat 10 Acume. For third, I've got 4 Grey Shadow. And like you, Joel, expecting more from Nieta. That is 8, 10, 4, and 6. The fillies step out in race 5, New Zealand Bloodstock Ethereal Stakes. Over 2,000 metres. They're bound for the Oaks. It's a Group 3. A few different form lines clash here. 16 to face the starter. Intriguing race.
It is an intriguing race. Number 7, Rubira, Kiwi filly in the Baker Forsman yard. Just piqued my interest slightly when the Oaks markets came out. I noticed she was the only one that was sort of nibbled at early. 51 into 17, I think, with a few different market moves. And that was after she flopped first up at Caulfield. She then went to the Manifold and was without room at a key stage and was alongside Very Elegant, another Kiwi who we probably start favourite on Saturday. Very Elegant did sprint better than her. I get the feeling that Rubira is going to run a strong 2000. She'll probably get better as she gets over further. I just thought at the price she was worth a little bit of a play each way. She still might be one run away. We might not see her best till Flemington, but at the odds I'll put her on top of 6 Very Elegant, who was held up. As mentioned, she did quicken nicely and hit the line strongly behind Amphitrite. We know that's a strong form line. 2 Graceful Clamour comes through the Oaks trial, where she made a mess of her rivals there, and you'd have to think she's going to be hard to beat again. And 4 Sizzle Me, who was just held up at a key stage, had to get her over heels, and once she did, she worked home okay behind Graceful Glamour. She's trialled well in blinkers, and they go on for Saturday.
Yeah, I've got 3 of those in there, led by Graceful Glamour. Very Elegant. Shorter than Graceful Glamour? We might have just forgotten.
They're pretty close.
Might have just forgotten Graceful Glamour's performance in that Oaks trial. Anyway, I've got Graceful Glamour on top of Very Elegant for 3rd Sizzle Me and 4th Yulong Meteor, 2, 6, 4, and 8. Race 6 for the Colts division. This one is also at Group 3 level. It's worth $350. What happened to this being worth $500,000, Joel?
Yeah, it certainly dropped away. I just don't think it ever attracted the sort of field. I mean, it was just always going to be a Norman Robinson type field, wasn't it? I think they were hoping, I assume, to try and get some of the Caulfield Guineas horses backing up, but just never happened. I think there's been one or two, but I think probably at its right level now.
2,000 level weights.
Yeah, look, I found it difficult. We've got 3 runners coming through the Spring Champion. Thinking Big was probably the best of those. Dealmaker ran on. Viseo, who I was kicking up for that day, just got a torrid ride and had no luck at all. And I just don't want to drop off him after after that run. I just don't think he was given any chance. So I'm going to be with Viseo at good odds to improve, to beat one thinking big. 10 Sikorsky, I think, can maybe turn the tables on Extra Brute. These Pierros, when they hit this sort of distance range, they just seem to improve sharply. And 6 in for 4th, Dealmaker.
Well, I've gone with Extra Brute to keep winning, number 3, from Thinking Big and... from Sikorsky, I should say. So the same Quinella there. Thinking Big, 3rd, and Tavi run 4th, 3.10.17. The Kunji, or the Ladbrokes Kunji Cup, is also over 2,000 metres. Barrier attendant, or the bloke driving the tractor, won't have much to do during the middle stages of the Caulfield meeting. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. This one, of course, open age and at Group 3 level.
Yeah, interesting race. We didn't have a scratching of 60s Groove as yet. It goes around in the Maui Cup today, so I guess a backup option is still there, but... just not sure. So he would be my top selection if he runs, but if not, I'm left with number 4, which is Life Less Ordinary, who's had the 2 runs back from a spell, both of them good with the 60.5, giving plenty of weight away behind Night's Watch and Furion, and he should just be at his peak, ready to go 3rd up. 7 Best of Days, the hardest to beat. 3 Trap for Fools was good in the Turnbull, and 2 Prized Icon I would have in for 4th. He had no luck at all last time.
Best of Days on top for me. I've got 60 Groove 2nd as well, though doubtful. 2 Prized Icon and 1 Tally. So if I need another one, I'll have a Joel's Life Less Ordinary. So 7.6.2.1 or 7.2.1.4 are my numbers. Race 8 is the big one. It is the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, 2400 metre. Handicap worth $5 million this year, obviously at a Group 1 level. And, we went over it before, Joel. Locals and imports and raiders, and you're with a local.
Yeah, look, hand up, I had a couple of early bets for this race. I think when we mentioned them on our preview podcast a few weeks ago, we gave a few horses to follow, and Young Star and Night's Watch were among those, and I don't know if I'm just loyal to these early bets or not, but I just they haven't done anything to turn me off them. Young Star, just beautiful in the Turnbull. I know it was a race where they could run home good splits. They didn't go overly hard, and we know Winx, just an absolute freak, was able to win. But Young Star was very good. She's got to run 2400, but her breeding suggests she shouldn't have a problem. Her Grand Dam was a champion in the UK stayer, down to the 51.5, and we just see time and time again over the last couple of years this Winx form just hold up whenever she's not around. So I'm with 18 Young Star ahead of 17 Night's Watch. Has come up with a bad gate. I thought he was pretty good last week in the Caulfield Stakes. Probably what I expected to see, really. That was a top-class weight-for-age race. He just wanted to lay in late, which is the worry, because he used to do that, and he hasn't been doing it this time in. So back to a bad habit. He was finding the ground a bit firm. I guess that's a bit of a query on a backup on a track that, you know, might not be a hell of a lot softer on Saturday, but he's ticking along beautifully. So 18 to beat 17. I've thrown 13 in for 3rd Homesman and 7 the Taj Mahal in for 4th. So I've gone probably with the 2 outsider pair of the Team Williams. Homesman, I thought, was okay last week. Just quickened up sort of from the 1,800, ran a couple of quick splits early too. And I just think he'll pace himself a bit better this week with lighter weight. And 7 the Taj Mahal has to come through the JRA Cup, so it's a different form line, but we saw him get to 2400 last spring and thrash El Mandan, and he just seems to be ticking over beautifully. James McDonald has ridden a couple of cracking races from wide barriers in the Caulfield Cup in the past, and he's probably due to get a bit of luck and win one. Ace High will be going in all my bets. He's certainly a chance, ticking over beautifully, and Best Solution, probably the pick of the ones we haven't seen yet. Certainly the pick for mine anyway.
Yeah, well, look, I got Kingswell Dream on top.
I should have mentioned, he's certainly a chance as well. He's hard to knock, isn't he? This has been his race ever since he won the Mornington Cup.
Well, that's right. So, you know, look, he won the Mornington Cup, so he was straight in this. They didn't have to run him anywhere, so Weir has just been able to pick and choose where he's run. They've all been good runs. You know, a placing in the Turnbull is a very proven lead-up to a Caulfield Cup win. Barrier 6 couldn't be better. So in fact, look, I made, when I was doing my best bets tips and sticking with them, of course, for winning post, I made him best of the day. I don't know if I've really got that level of confidence in the, how could you in this wide field. But look, it's a good favourites race over the years. And Craig Williams, yeah, look, I just there's not much wrong there, but certainly this, as you, the points you made in favour of Youngstar, just as valid. And I've got Youngstar for second, and I've got Ace High for third. So there you go. I've got the local trainers, and in fact, two of the local breeds in my trifecta, and the international I picked out, thriving at Werribee apparently, and certainly has the top-class Japanese staying form, which is time and time again. When they come out here and they've been running in the good races in Japan, they often just donkey lick ours. So that's Chestnut Coat. My numbers have ended up being 14, 18, 6 and 3, but what a great race it is. I think that the bumping of it up to 5 million, I mean, you know, people question doing that with some of these races. You know, they say, well, you know, you're going to get different horses with 6 million in the Melbourne Cup than you get with 4 million, but certainly with this race, bumping it up from 3 to 5, I think it really has enhanced it this year. It's a bloody great running of the Caulfield Cup.
Certainly is. Well, I think obviously we had a bit of controversy with Team Williams earlier this week, declaring one that was going to run but didn't. But they've showed up with three runners, and I think you know, in the past they've tended to sort of even bypass this race to some degree. I know they've had a bit of success in it, but I guess that's the lure of the extra dollars.
Yes, indeed. So we now move to mate race 9. It is the Schweppes Tristark Stakes for mares, 4 years old and up, group 2, 1400.
I went 4 Invincible Gem. All her form on dry tracks within the last 12 or so months, or probably throughout her career really, is just excellent. She handles herself well when she goes against the boys. Her form in the autumn was good. If you take out her Doncaster run, I'm not sure she runs a strong mile. And then she struck a wet track in the Stradbroke, and she was just okay, but she bounced back with a pretty decent run in the Tiara. Thought she was pretty good in the hot Premier Stakes, where most of those went on to run in the Everest. She'll be fitter, 1400 back to mares. Can certainly have something on her each way at 10-1. From 3 Invincibella, flying this time in, probably should be undefeated. 11 Savitiano was held up and should have got pretty close to Invincibella last time. She's also flying this prep. And 1 Prompt Response was a little plain first up in the Golden Pendant, set outside Shamook, who won the race, and yeah, it was a little bit plain, but she's normally very consistent, so I'd expect her to show a bit more.
I stuck with 3 Invincibella, giving 8 Bella Martini another chance from 11 Savitiana and 1 Prompt Response, 3, 8, 1, 11. And we finish at Caulfield, massive and fantastic meeting on Saturday. And perfect weather forecast if you're tossing up about whether to go. Just nice and pleasant without being hot. About 21, perfect, no rain. Ladbrokes Moongarr Stakes is the last, race 10, 1400, 4 years old and up, group 3.
Yeah, difficult race to finish. I've gone with 9 Circoni on a quick backup just to miss the boat last week. It was a good ride from Ben Allen on Iconoclasm. Went at the right time and kept this in a pocket. And yeah, as I said, the race just passed him by, but he finished off pretty well. Hopefully they can ride him to try and maybe dominate the race here. We'll go forward with Music Magnate and Parast. And I'm just hoping that bit of fitness will see him get home, Circoni, from Parast. I expect improvement from him. He went a Caulfield Guineas Prelude this track and distance last season. 5 in for third, Peaceful State. I think he's the best horse in the race. He didn't go to the Toorak. They just kept him on the fresh side. If he wins this, look out for Flemington. But I think he'll be hitting the line strongly, and probably look out Flemington in any case. And number 7 in for 4th, Tom Melbourne.
I'm hoping that Circoni can get up 2 in the Peter Morgan colours. Now with John Sadler, of course, our thoughts with Peter. Hopefully this will be a nice tonic for him, not in the best of health. From 5, Peaceful State, 1, Crack Me Up, and 2, Parast, 9, 5, 1, and 2. And Circoni, number 9, race 10, number 9, was my value bet. My best was in the Cup, race 8, number 14, Kings Will Dream. Joel?
Well, I've done a similar thing to you. I've just banked on my best as well in the Caulfield Cup. And, you know, as I said, you can make a case for quite a few of them. But I've gone with Youngstar as my best. She's the one I'm most confident about throughout the day. Race 8, number 18, and my value is Invincible Gem, race 9, number 4.
Okie dokie, Randwick. Well, not quite as much razzmatazz, and probably won't get the 40,000 this week. And another heavy track, unbelievable. Just the number of the heavy tracks that they've had through the spring, given that we are in a drought of decades. But we do, this is the Tats Club meeting, and there are therefore three black type races. First of those, race 4, City Tattersalls Club Cup, 2400 listed.
Three Invictus sprints for me. On the quick backup from the Craven Plate last week, he ran on well, held up halfway down the running, and lost his momentum, but picked up and was strong through the line. His breeding suggests 2400 will be perfect. He was competitive over this distance in the UK, and I think he's ready to break through in Australia. Four High Bridge, the danger, very short, even money, but I guess he was heavily backed in the Metrop and he ran well. Two in for third, Big Blue, the surprise winner of the St. Ledger last week. He just rolled to the front and kept going on heavy ground. Might do it again. And in for fourth, number one, Destiny's Kiss, the old boy. He'll get conditions to suit.
Race 6, 1200 for the 3-year-olds is the Southern Cross Group Brian Crowley Stakes. Listed event, four last start winners here. Joel, you're with one of them.
Yeah, nice race. Seven Roosevelt for me, Rachel King for James Cummings. Very impressive last start, beating older horses. Might not have been a lot of depth to the race, but heavy 10 ground and just quickened up and put the race to bed. It was a very impressive win. I think he can measure up to this. Nine Diplomatico, good run on debut, tipped out and resumed with a strong maiden win on the Kenzo track. He looks above average. Two in for third, Jonker, who is dropping down a level in some respect. He's been taking on the big guns in the Run to the Rose and the Roman Consul and been doing a good job. And eight in for fourth, the Tenor. One, two from three, and another one coming off a last start. Impressive win and easier company.
And the main race is the Group 3, Race 7, ICD Property. Niverson, 1200 for the mares 4 years old and up. Your best bet on the program, Joel, was Invictus Prince, race 4, number 3, and your value bet comes up here in race 7.
Yeah, number 10, Dyslexic from Team Hawks. Won a Class 2 fillies and mares race at Newcastle, first up last prep, and then ran a home strongly in the PJ Bell behind Hootson, and then really pushed the talented filly Moss Trip when beating a nose for second in the James Carr. She's trialled really well. The form from the trial has held up. I expected to run really well at about $6 or $7. Nice each way bet from two Pecans, nine Resin, and eight Test the World.
They're racing on the main track at Morphettville on Saturday. Paul Richards likes. Best bet is race 4, number 6, Tropical Lightning. Been in the placings right the way through this prep without breaking through. Drops here from 59 to 54 kilos. And his value bet is race 7, number 1, Artful Rambler. Dropping in both distance and class. Back to 1,200 metres here and a benchmark 70. Alfred Chan takes two off, round about the $10 mark. Did you like anything at Morphettville, John?
No, nothing for me there on Saturday.
Doomben is the venue for, we hope, for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Track will be fairly wet as we speak, Joel, but it is clearing up. 10 races, around about 150-something acceptors. Should be some value.
There should be. We do certainly hope it'll go ahead. There could be 16 races next Saturday. My best is I've Got a Nell, race 7, number 10. Going against my best from a fortnight ago, Bold Chance. They quinelled the race, but a big weight turnaround for I've Got a Nell. And who I've just seen has got an apprentice claim on it. Didn't have that originally in the original acceptances, so he'll even get a bigger pull in the weights. I think 6.5 off Bold Chance, so he can definitely turn the table. Second up, being fitter and handles the wet. And my value is my value from last week, Sweet Adeline, race 8. Number 12, she's very honest when she gets out to the mile. She improved sharply at that trip third up, and she can handle the wet track.
They're back to Ascot, finally, in WA on Saturday. 1,000 metres. There are a couple of black-type races. Excuse me. Including race 6, the 1,000-metre Firthy R.S. Crawford Stakes. Listed event back at Ascot, and six of the seven of them are resuming here. BJ Ryan reckons that Dainty Tess, number three, can knock off the favourite number one, State Solicitor. The other black type race at Ascot is race seven, the Crown Poor Perth Northerly Stakes, for 4 years old and up at 1400, a group three race, and BJ reckons all eyes are going to be on Galaxy Star, number nine, who is resuming for the Williams team and Willie Pike, but he is tipping Perfect Jewel, number five, stablemate, to knock off Galaxy Star. So that is race seven, number five, his best. Race two, number four, True Attraction. Value bet, race three, number one, Capo d'Oro. And Joel, earlier in the day, it is Arrowa Park, Rotorua, and Ashburton.
Yeah, Rotorua, my best bet is Terra Sancta, race two, number six. We saw this filly in Queensland through the winter win three out of four. Her only miss was in the Oaks. She finished sixth, not disgraced, behind Young Star. 1400, I think, will be far enough first up off a good trial. My value is Star Treasure, race six, number four. Didn't come up last prep, sort of this time last year. He's had a long spell. He was group one placed as a two-year-old. Recent trial was excellent, so hoping for him to return to something like his best. And Ashburton down in the south, my best is Sacred Courts, a first starter in the first race. Probably a warm favourite, but might get you off to a good start. Race one, number 10. And my value is Inanna, race five, number 12. Improved nicely third up. Down from the north, should measure up well.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. On Sunday, they're back at Cranbourne for the second week with Seymour out of action. And the race that would normally be the Seymour Cup is race eight, the TM Design Group Casey Cup. Listed event over 1600. Richo likes number one for Team Hawks and Dwayne Dunn. And that is Kingsguard. Leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet and remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It's got all your favourite features plus the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. And I am going to kick off my best $20 bet. I'm going to go $10 each way at Caulfield, race three, number eight, Miss Leonidas, John.
All right, we'll play a $5 running double. Caulfield Cup, Night's Watch and Young Star into Invincibella and Invincible Gem.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.